Hello, Quaker Nation. I hope this finds you well. I know we are excited to have your children come to school this week. We are looking forward to this week, and we've done a great job. I think I'm very, very proud of our staff and all the hard work that they have done to prepare for this school year. Also very proud of you guys. As a community, as families, you've joined together, united. You've embraced this challenge and helped prepare your students for this upcoming school year. So with that, remember, we have brought in all the different experts that we could, all the public health officials, all the folks to make sure we are making high quality decisions to keep our students, our staff, and the community safe. So with it, we developed our responsible restart plan. And just a reminder, there's that virtual academy option. It's now closed. People have already made that decision for the first quarter. It'll open up again the second quarter. And then there is the in-person option. And whether we are in plan A, B, or C is driven by the county risk levels. So if we are at risk level 1 or 2, orange or yellow, we will stay in plan A. That's students coming to school 5 days a week. If the county moves to risk level 3, we'll move to plan B. And that's students coming on a modified schedule, 2 days in person and 3 days remotely. If we move to risk level 4 or purple, then we would go to 100% remote learning at that time. This week will be a little different though. This week we wanted to do a phase start to make sure we focused on connections, relationships, bringing our students back in and learning some of the new procedures we have in place to keep them safe, and really just building those relationships and getting a great foundation focused on connections and relationships to be able to have a great school year. So in grades 1 through 12, group 1 will come on Monday and Thursday in person, while group 2 will come on Tuesday and Friday in person. This again will give us some time to build those relationships and connections and help make any adjustments that we need to responsibly respond to COVID-19. Now, the kindergartners, you have a little bit of a different transition, and you can find that on our website. You also should have received a letter in the mail. One of the other keys for us and with our responsibilities and requirements that we've been given is to make sure that we assess for symptoms daily. And so all of our staff, students, and anyone on campus would need to complete a health screening. So your child needs to complete that every morning before school. And you can find that on our website. There's a drop down that says student health screen. And so on that link, you'll answer a few questions, and that will determine whether to come to school or not. If you are screened green, then you are to come to, your child can come to school. And with that, there'll also be an animal at the top. And that animal, that code animal for the day, will help the bus driver. So if your child comes onto the school bus, they'll tell the bus driver that animal. And that's kind of their ticket in onto the bus each day. But that health screening is very important. Now, if your child has a screens yellow or red, they're not permitted on campus and they need to stay home and follow the same procedures of calling the absence in as you would normally. And with that, it doesn't necessarily mean you have COVID, it just means you're at a risk. And the guidance from the public health officials that we really shouldn't have you on campus, and it's not what's best for you and the other folks that are on campus. So make sure we're doing this before you enter a school building or you enter one of our school buses. Also remember, on our school buses and in our school buildings, we're required to wear masks for all kindergartners through 12th graders. That is from the public health officials, the Department of Health, and the governor. There is a mask exemption form. If you meet any of those exemptions from the policy and from the law, then you'd be exempt. That's the only way your child will be exempt from wearing a mask. Now, throughout the day, we will offer mask breaks and do other things to appropriately help them, what's developmentally appropriate to help deal with that new feeling and that new experience of having to have that mask on. And so we will work with everybody to grow into that and become more used to it and make adjustments to continue to follow the directives of the health officials and know what the developmentally appropriate thing is to do for each child. A couple other little points I want to make sure we notice. We're not allowed to have our water fountains on right now. So I want to make sure we encourage you to have your child bring a water bottle to campus or to school each day. Some may want to bring two. I would label the bottle with the child's name on it so we make sure that it doesn't get lost. Also, no congregating. So this is really important for us, and drop off, pick up, or before and after school. So you want to make sure we spread out outside before the doors open and follow the directions of what's going on at that building as far as how to drop off and pick up children, and to make sure that we don't have a lot of folks in one spot at one given time, and stay spread out. Keep that 6-foot distance outside of our buildings as you wait to either come in or as you leave or wait for a ride or to pick up your child. We also know that through all of this, we've had to distance ourselves. There's been a lot of isolation of family and friends, and so we're excited about coming back. But there's consequences to this isolation and this the social emotional impact that we have, and especially with young people. And so that's why we've had an increased and an intentional focus on the student social emotional health. We've added it to more to our school week and school day, and added resources to be able to do that. So regardless of whether your child is learning in person or remotely, we want to make sure we're focused on that connections and on that social emotional piece well above everything else. So help us with that. We'd like your help in that. And we know that successful school year is going to rely on all of us working together and working towards uniting us as a district and being there to support our children and our staff. And so those are some goals for us that I want to make sure I reminded you of. And as we just look forward to the school year, we look forward to having your kids in campus, and for those who chose the virtual route to connect with them virtually, we're going to embrace this challenge together. Together as a community, together as a family, together as Quakers, we will embrace this challenge and have an amazing school year. I look forward to seeing all of your children this week.